Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who is wondering if anybody wants to play a round of golf. Your host, Maceo.
All right, we're here. Podcast tent, youth session. It's later in the afternoon now. I think we're in between fourth and fifth period. We're having a great time with our campers. I have another young man in here we're very happy to have as a guest. Please, sir, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, how old you are, and how long you've been coming to camp.
My name's Milo, and I'm 10 years old, and this is my first year.
Your first year. So you haven't even finished a whole session yet. You've just been here a couple days.
Yeah.
And it's Thursday, and you're going to leave Sunday. Let's just be audio description. Let people know what's happening, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about your first experience at Enchanted Hills. You came up here for a tour with your family, correct?
Yeah.
Was that the first time that you came?
No, I came here on a tour.
Yeah, that you came up with the tour with your family,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That was the first time you came, right?
Yeah, that was the first time I came.
Okay. And who gave your tour?
The person who's the...
I did.
Maceo, yeah.
I did, right.
Yeah.
And we walked around the camp. And tell me how you felt.
Yeah, it was really fun.
You liked just the tour. You liked seeing what
was
going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay. And you told me at the end of the tour that you were less nervous and more excited now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now that you're here.
The road was bumpy, which is one complaint by me.
Okay. One complaint. The road was bumpy. Okay.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty bumpy.
Okay. So that's the only complaint. Otherwise, you're having a great time. Everything is going good. Okay. So here, let's a couple of quick EHC questions for you here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made new friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Made a lot of new friends.
Like quality friends, like friends you might be friends with for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got a lot in common.
I've made friends with the counselors also.
Oh yeah, that's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We all become friends before it's all over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so your first camp experience. Tell me about some of your favorite daytime activities.
Probably some of my favorite daytime activities was the boating, because I got to I never got to do boating.
Right.
It was my first time boating, which was fun, and one of my other favorite ones was archery, which I just did, or I'm going to do.
Yep.
And that was fun, but I really wanted to get a store coupon, which I did not get.
Working on the store coupons. There's always opportunities out there. Anything else?
So that's fun. The Kiva's fun because you get to choose your own music and you get to do the radio, which is super fun also.
Yep. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So you're having fun.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What's your favorite EHC meal so far?
I'm not really sure. I really hope there's pizza.
Pizza's tonight, bro.
Yay.
Pizza's tonight.
I also knew a spoiler for the... For the lunch today, because when I was up with one of the counselors, Gene, in the kitchen, I was waiting with him to get something for my toast.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that there was going to be chocolate chip cookies for the lunch dessert, and then I immediately knew.
Yeah,
so
you were getting
cool
inside information from the kitchen, huh?
Yep.
Nice.
And I always see Jamie stealing oatmeal cookies.
Yep. There's a lot of cookies stolen on this camp. There's bags of them everywhere if you know where to look.
And I mean Jamie by the counselor.
Oh,
the
yeah.
CIT.
Yeah. Jamie the CIT likes his cookies, right?
Yep.
Shout out cookies to our CITs. CITs are counselors in training. They are campers who come up here and help with our youth. Old campers, teen campers. Let me get my information correct. That come from the teen session generally. And they are counselors in training in preparation for becoming full-time counselors for the summer. And there's a whole nice group of young people that come here for the youth session, and then they stay for the teens because they're also teen campers. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Are you going to be a CIT thinking about that sometime soon?
Maybe.
That might
I'm
be cool,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So Milo's enjoying his first experience here at Enchanted Hills Camp, and he already told me that you would come back, won't you?
Yeah, this is actually kind of a good experience because I actually kind of want to be a YouTuber. So this is kind of a good experience.
Oh, nice. Okay, excellent.
And an inventor.
That's very important. Mm-hmm. He put his finger up in the air. Audio description said, and an inventor. And that's very good. Those are good goals, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Good goals. All right. So now let's talk about life outside Enchanted Hills Camp, regular life stuff. I'm going to just shoot a bunch of questions at you, okay? You ready?
Uh-huh.
You and I are going to go eat fast food. You can choose. Where are we going to go?
I like Burger King.
Okay.
But I haven't been there in a long time because I'm the only one who likes it.
Oh.
Except for my dad.
So you have to choose. You have to let them let you choose sometimes so you can get a Whopper, right?
Yeah, usually if everyone chose, it would probably be like McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But me and my mom would probably get Poke Bar, which is good.
Mmm, nice.
It's basically
nice.
Like little bowls of rice with like fish in it.
Really yeah. Good. Oh, you like that. You like
but
sushi?
I don't get the
Do you
fish.
Eat sushi?
No.
No? Have you ever tried Indian food?
Wait, what's that again?
Curry. Do you know anything about curry?
Yeah, I think I know about that.
Okay. How about you like Chinese food?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about like Applebee's or Red Robin? Or you ever go there sometimes with your family?
I don't think I know those places.
No? Okay.
Yeah,
so
well, I
does
know
your...
about Applebee's. It's just I never go to those.
Does your mom cook food?
Yeah, and my dad. They're pretty good.
Oh, nice. Both family members
actually
cook,
when
huh?
I last Sunday when I left, my dad specially made his what I feel like is famous spaghetti carbonara, which is basically spaghetti with bacon. It's really good.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay.
I tried it with nacho cheese seasoning for popcorn and it did not taste good.
Oh yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to try it out because it said you can also use it on pasta.
Right. And it wasn't that good?
Nah.
Nah. Okay.
I guess you needed to shake it up, but I couldn't do that.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes. I have a sister who's 7, and I have a brother who's 3, and my sister's super annoying.
There you go.
Yeah, like and my brother, me and him, we kind of play like dogs because we wrestle.
Wrestle a lot. Brotherly yeah. wrestle and annoying sisters are very
Even
common.
Even though he's 3. Just kind of crazy.
Nice. Well, you're getting him in shape for being a good little brother, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so do you have a favorite chocolate candy?
I have no idea. I like so much candy.
Oh, you just are a candy guy?
Yeah, the ones I got from the store, I got Kit Kat, I got Twix, and I got Hershey's.
Okay, do you have a favorite chewy candy?
I'm not really sure.
Twizzlers, Starburst,
Airheads,
gummies.
What are those things called again? They're like chocolate things. Oh, yeah, Tootsie Rolls. Yeah, I like those things.
Those are chewy. Yeah,
yeah when
those
I went to Pennsylvania for 4th of the July, last year.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a big parade, and there were people in fire trucks, and they were throwing candies, hats, stuffed animals, plates that were supposed to be Frisbees.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like a bunch of stuff, but I just kept my Tootsie Rolls and I got so much. I got tiny ones, I got long ones, and I even got gigantic fat ones.
Nice.
Which I've never seen.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was fun. People shared with us.
That's cool.
It was nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in Pennsylvania, it's my dad's hometown.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you guys live in California now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And go Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, Pittsburgh sports fans.
Yep.
Nice. Okay. So do you have a favorite television show?
Not really.
You have a favorite movie?
No idea, but I know my favorite studio that makes movies.
What's that?
Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've seen nearly every single one, actually. I also like Lucasfilm. That one's good.
Have you seen anything in the theater recently?
I think so.
What did you go see?
Let me think.
What was your last movie that you went to the
theater? The last movie I think I saw was Avengers Infinity War for like the third time.
Oh, okay. You went a couple times.
No, actually, no. That wasn't that. That was the movie before my most recent one. My most recent was Incredibles 2.
Oh, yeah.
That one's really funny.
Yeah, it was good?
Yep.
I can't wait to see it. Don't spoil it for me. Do you have a favorite music? Favorite band? Favorite song?
One of my favorite band is Talking Heads by... It's really, really good.
You like the Talking Heads?
Yeah, they're good.
You are the second youth that has said they like the Talking Heads. That
really?
Is so awesome to me. I like the Talking Heads, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually a new playlist called American Utopia.
Yep.
And my favorite song there is probably, I think it's Everybody's Coming to My House.
Mm-hmm.
I actually want to sing that next year for the talent show.
Excellent. You're already thinking ahead.
Yep.
Everybody's Coming to My House by Milo, 2019, coming to Enchanted Hills Camp.
Yep.
Something to look forward to. What's your mm-hmm. favorite color? Go.
My favorite color, I'm not really sure. I like a lot.
Okay. Your favorite number? Go.
Number is probably 18 because that's my birth date.
Gotcha. Your favorite sound? Go.
I have no idea.
Your favorite smell? Go.
But if my... For the... For the sound, if it was my sister, it would probably be farts. I don't know why.
That's pretty funny. Anywhere you could go in the world.
But for smell, it'd probably be candy.
Candy smells. Yeah, okay, right. So that's he thought right. of them. He's coming back to the questions. If you could go anywhere in the world, all the expenses paid, and you can leave after camp and go somewhere really cool, where do you want to go?
Japan.
Yeah?
I want to go to Nintendo Land.
Ah.
I've never been there. I think my grandmother's been there.
But that's where you want to go, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
In Hawaii, I want to go there. I want to see the volcanoes.
Yeah. No, that's cool that you have an interest. Mm-hmm. You got a good interest. Okay, so do you like superheroes?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite superhero?
No, not really. I like the Avengers.
Cool.
I also like Ant-Man. He's really funny.
Do you play video games?
Yes.
What video games do you
play? I play Fortnite. I play Battlefront 2, which is Star Wars, which is... Battlefront 2, I have to recommend. That one's good.
I play Battlefront 2 every day, my friend.
What, you do?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that there's a new update?
There sure is.
For Attack of the Clones?
I can't wait to be General Grievous.
Yeah, that's my favorite. And Count Dooku, his hand gesture for lightning is hilarious.
Has it happened yet? Has the update happened?
No.
It happens in the winter, right?
I think on the 3rd, there was a part of the update. There's 4 different parts. It's the Hero Starfighter.
Yeah, I just played that.
That one's not that good.
I didn't like the Hero Starfighter.
But I like Hero Showdown.
I like
Hero Showdown.
Extraction.
Fine. Oh, yeah. I don't play the that one.
The Han Solo
dad does.
Extraction. My I play dad Extraction.
Does. Because my dad, this is actually my dad's game, but I play it sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Is it PlayStation 4 or Xbox?
PS4.
Yeah, that's what we have too.
Yeah, I also
and I play I with my play, nephews who are your age. Yeah, so
I also play the Wii U. I have some Wii U games and some Wii games.
Nice.
One of my favorite ones is probably Mario Kart 8 and Mario Kart Wii.
Nice. Everybody loves some Mario Kart, right?
Yep, that one's
okay.
good.
Okay. So
I'm thinking of getting the Nintendo Switch so I can play Mario Kart Deluxe version. But my cousin has it, but I don't really do it that much.
I want a Switch so I can play Zelda.
Oh, yeah. My cousin has it. Do you mean to tell you a funny part that I saw him doing?
Sure.
So there's like this part where you're supposed to go into like this like weird looking like lava volcano thingy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like covered by like a garden of flowers. And you have to try to go through the flowers without touching them.
Mm-hmm.
If you touch them, this like lady screams at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you touch them a bunch of times, then she'll like... start like running around and trying to like jump on you and then his dad even tried to put a bomb in her face and then he planted it down and it exploded and she was like ah. But she still didn't die from a bomb. That's not weird. That's super weird.
That is kind
of
weird.
Yeah, it's from Breath of the Wild. That one's I've seen it before.
I want to play that game pretty bad.
It looks good.
I do want to play it, but you have to get the whole system to
I've actually played Zelda, but I don't even have it. The only way I can play Zelda is by playing the Wii U Zelda on Nintendo Land.
I play the original Legend of Zelda on my regular old Nintendo.
You mean like isn't there like a Nintendo 360?
It was the Super Nintendo was after the regular Nintendo.
But there's also like a Nintendo
64.
Nintendo 64.
Yeah, it's just 64, I think.
Yeah,
is what
I think
it was.
It's Nintendo 64 that my parents' friends have. And I think they have James Bond Golden.
Oh,
like,
that's
the Golden
Age.
Yeah,
that's what we used to play.
And there's also a Zelda on there.
Yep.
Yeah, and I played Mario Kart in there, and it's so glitchy. It looks so bad.
Yeah, 64 bits. That's all they had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving on. Are you a dog or a cat person? Do you have any animals?
I have, my sister has a fish. I used to have like 5 glowfish. They died on Easter.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Wait a second. I know the song that's playing right now.
What song is it?
It's like, da 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 da. That sounds like the Zelda, Nintendo Land Zelda.
It sounds like a video game.
It sounds like Nintendo Land Zelda.
We can hear the speaker from OJ Radio from here,
yep.
Along with everything else going on out there. It's pretty hot, so people have kind of gone down to the pool.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anyone's boating today.
Yeah, nope, we've gone down to the pool. There's people hanging out in the Kiva. It's just a little warm out today. People are probably taking a little rest, taking it easy here before dinner. Tonight is a movie night. You did the talent show last night. What did you do?
Yeah, that was really fun.
What did you do?
I played Imperial March from Star Wars.
On the piano. You did great.
And I did two jokes.
You did two jokes. You did great for your first talent show. I'm
and
glad
also,
you had fun.
And also, I wonder. I heard one of my counselors say that there's going to be ice cream one day.
I think that's probably the case.
Yeah.
I think they bust out some ice cream.
Oh, yeah, and I also have a good suggestion for the movie for tonight.
Okay, what's that?
It's called Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, no, but there's a movie for it.
Yeah.
I know, that one's so funny.
It was pretty funny. I saw that. I actually saw that.
I can actually, if you want, I can do the impression of Woody Woodpecker's laugh.
Okay, here it is. That's great. Nice job.
Yeah.
I like that movie, too. I thought it was fun.
It's weird how he's like the god of mischief, like Loki, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And this human actually makes friends with him, but his parents hate him.
That's it. It's a clever little story. I
and
like that movie, too.
And he loves peanut butter.
He does love peanut butter.
I actually am a cat or dog person. It's just I'm allergic to both of them. But my cousins have dogs, and he just got a new baby dachshund.
Oh, nice.
It's so cute.
They are cute, huh?
Yeah, and guess what?
What?
It's so tiny, it takes a little bath in the sink.
Cute dogs bathing in the sink. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, so you have fun? You have fun podcasting?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, this is cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cool spot.
Fun time.
Good times. Yeah, you're gonna come back next year. We'll podcast again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want all sighted people to know? That's your hard question.
Probably to know that if someone looks like they're not blind, you should not judge them by how they look.
That's exactly.
You should judge them like how they act.
That's exactly it. That's
yeah, because exactly sometimes it. I like to be funny and I say like I'm blind, but I look like I'm winking at you.
Yep. Yeah.
I actually do.
So you have good humor about your sight, yes?
Yeah.
So do I. I always joke about being the driver. Or let the blind guy take the picture, right?
Yeah.
That's funny, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have humor about the things that we have ourselves.
Yeah.
It's healthy, and that's a good message. Don't judge. Don't judge us. Don't judge anybody by what you can see. You need to find out what's going on the inside, right?
Yeah, like actually, my brother might look fine if he's wearing glasses or not, but he's actually nearsighted.
Oh yeah, he has some trouble
like,
seeing,
I'm nearsighted,
huh?
I also have low vision and tunnel vision in my right eye, and I'm blind in my left.
Yep. I have tunnel vision in both my eyes, and it has been deteriorating for years. So we just keep doing the best we can with what we got, and we just keep going.
Yeah.
It's not even a thing here. We don't even really talk about sight too much, do we?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. We get some things going on.
Like me and my sister, we actually both have very, very like rare problems.
Mm-hmm.
So since I have a very rare problem with my left eye, right? But actually, my sister, she has a good ear on her left side, which is like the opposite of me. But her right side is tiny, and she's going to get surgery this year. But what's weird is she has, you know how you have ear canals that like connect, like go like some side to side? She has two.
Interesting.
But the second one is a dead end.
Oh, okay. So they're going to fix it for her, huh?
All
right. Well, we wish her the best.
Mm-hmm.
We wish you the best. We hope you have a great year and a good school year. I hope you have a great rest of your session here at the youth camp.
And let's hope I don't get bullied at school because actually, to be honest, when I was in my class, I had like most of the bullies in fourth grade, which sucked.
Oh, it wasn't that good, huh?
Yeah. And two of them were actually my cousin's best friend.
Huh.
It's weird. Like they're kind out of school, but they're super mean in school.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
It's funny how places make people change, huh?
And if you know the phrase called burned, like when you get burned.
Burned, yeah.
Yeah, one of my old friends, also known as my arch nemesis now, still kind of changing.
Mm-hmm.
He actually burned himself.
Oh, no.
I think he said something about, like, I think you're smart, so that means I'm dumb. Which makes no sense.
Yeah, that's a little backwards.
Yeah.
All right, Milo, thanks for joining us at camp.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us in everything EHC and being honest and candid with your answers. You know, Enchanted Hills Camps loves you, right?
Yeah.
And you love it back, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
this is like my home away from home.
That's what we want to hear. Hey, EHC is the place to be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Thank you for joining us. Yep. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
Back next year.
There you go. This is Maceo, and I'm signing off now, but we will be back with everything EHC from Enchanted Hills Camp. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye, Milo.